The Mystical Path, Imperator Claudio Matsuko, FRC.
Socrates said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." We believe that it is an intrinsic trait of human nature to strive for knowledge, and that this manifests itself to a greater or lesser degree in different soul personalities, according to their stage of evolution. Mysticism, in this context, is an inner pathway arising as a response to the ever-increasing calls of the soul. As we gradually grow in awareness about our own nature and expand our understanding of who we are, we discover an increasingly harmonious response within us to those impulses, urging us to become ever more curious about the mysteries of life, the beauty and harmony, which in turn triggers a virtuous, self-perpetuating circle. We become increasingly aware that there are truths that go against everything that may appear obvious to us, and we learn that logic and rationality are only one aspect of human nature. However, on this journey, we are also challenged by aspects of daily life which, for a number of reasons, may not reflect what is actually happening within us. We may, at some point in our lives, no longer appreciate certain relationships, certain environments, or certain ways of passing the time. We may also feel uneasy about the pace, daily commitments, and worries that prevent us from dedicating our energies to the things we consider truly important. We are being influenced by the material dimension and have a sense of not being able to escape it. We would like to be, as Plato says in Theaetetus, more like philosophers who sit in meditation than like mounted archers who run around shooting arrows. The mystical path, proposed by Rosicrucian mysticism, does not intend to fuel the idea that a person, in their personal quest, should turn away from life, family, and friends, and become a recluse. Far from it. Rosicrucian mysticism is like a continuous breath of fresh air, its purpose being to reignite the fire that is partially extinguished. This fire can ignite certain aspects of our personality, purify those aspects, and restore those energies that are an inherent part of us. When this internal movement is triggered, the mystical path starts to slow the internal rhythm down, enabling each Rosicrucian student to see more clearly whatever might otherwise have been overlooked, preventing them from going through life without recognizing it. As they engage more and more in the practice of self-inquiry with a high degree of sensitivity, the Rosicrucian, slowly and harmoniously, leaves behind those anxieties that are typical of life, those false hopes, those patterns that cause human relationships to decline, the passing of time that only seems to increase boredom. Thus, they restore the quality of interpersonal relationships, strengthening their bonds with life and with the world, becoming agents of divinity as they begin to substitute the mere theory of spirituality with the actual practice of a spiritual life. During this process, the soul is nourished, transmuting the personality of the individual who, cherishing it, reaches a greater inner maturity, while things appear to be moving more slowly. To quote the great Italian poet Eugenio Montale, 1896-1981, we observe how obscure things tend towards clarity. One of the aspects that becomes increasingly clear as we proceed along the path is that prosperity is a condition linked to awareness. Humanity's state of mind determines its reality. Even the possibility of allowing those energies available to us to flow is linked to the degree of awareness that characterizes our level of personal evolution. We slowly let go of the inclination to think that happiness is a condition belonging to the future. When I have more money, when I have more time, when I am retired, when I have a bigger house, etc. The slowing of this pace within us allows us to see the things we already have, enabling us to plan a future without far-fetched fantastical ideas or out-of-proportion illusions. We have a saying that a Rosicrucian student keeps their head among the stars and their feet planted firmly on the ground. This expression clearly explains the position we must take in the face of life. We must recognize that we are already, here and now, bearers of a certain degree of realization, nurturing within us gratitude towards the universe and the God of our hearts, manifesting compassion towards all creatures, remembering those who are in physical and emotional pain, and always expressing trust in life and humanity, must constitute the conduct of every student who aspires to great inner revelations. Reading the history of Rosicrucian mysticism, we naturally draw parallels between 1614, the year of the publication of the Fama Fraternitatis, and our present time. The 17th century was a critical period for Europe. The birth of science, as we know it today, occurred during that time. The discovery of the New World was relatively recent. Printing was spreading knowledge like never before, and religious wars were raging, bringing widespread famine and death. Undoubtedly, we have come a long way since then. Many negative aspects have been overcome, yet certain experiences persist and carry a heavy burden of anguish and insecurity. The response of the Rosicrucians at that time was the publication of the Fama Fraternitatis and the Confessio Fraternitatis, reminding people of the need to place their lives under the auspices of knowledge and fraternity among people of goodwill. This invitation has been repeated ever since by our order, like the Manifesto Positio Fraternitatis Rosicrucis, and we, Rosicrucians of the 21st century, carrying our history in our hearts and looking to the horizon, must spread thoughts of peace, harmony, and prosperity to the whole of humanity. To this end, we are reminded today of the pledge we made to ourselves before joining the order, when we embarked on the path of self-knowledge. Let us draw strength from the fraternal bonds that unite us, and spread the light of knowledge of which Amwork is a worthy heir for the world.